is WWTC Minneapolis-St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Student anti-Israeli protesters on college campuses digging in and vowing to keep their demonstrations going. But some schools are shutting down amid reports of anti-Semitic activity.
Police in riot gear have cleared an encampment at Northeastern University in Boston. Arizona State University says authorities there have arrested 69 people. Meanwhile, authorities say they've arrested 23 people at Indiana University. However, Columbia University in New York says students and administrators there have engaged in negotiations.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Two people are dead in Oklahoma after a tornado swept through Hughes County. One of the dead, a small child. Six people hurt. A number of tornadoes hitting several states over the weekend. This is SRN News.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt. University campuses across the nation are swept up in anti-Semitic protests. House Speaker Mike Johnson visits Columbia.
I am calling on President Shafik to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
Join us for our program and sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Tune in to the Town Hall Review Saturdays at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Sundays at 5 a.m. and 11 p.m. on AM 1280 The Patriot.
She's somebody you love and appreciate because, well, she's your mom. So why not enter online at am12vegathepatriot.com to get a chance to win $500 to get your mom the gift she deserves. Mother's Day is creeping up fast, so don't hesitate. Again, just hop on to am12vegathepatriot.com and enter to win the Mother's Day sweepstakes. From JTR Roofing Studios, we are looking at a chance of rain across the rest of the day with a high of 58. Thunderstorms possible tonight around 8 p.m. with a low of 47.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air. Live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan, here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back of hour number two of the broadcast we like to call the closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone calls at 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Just use hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show for comments or questions. And if you'd like to follow us along on Facebook, feel free to do so. Just go to Facebook and do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And give our page a like or a follow if you haven't done so already. And we do have the live stream of our broadcast up and running at our NARN Facebook page where longtime listener Brent has checked in. Brent, thanks for checking us out. And thank you, folks, for supporting us. Like I say, lo, these 20-plus years. Want to transition to some national news now. And the just, I just call it what it is, absolute moral cowardice of President Joe Biden in addressing these just rampant anti-Semitic chants and threats of violence that are among these protests. Now, let's not mistake here. I fully 100% support protests, even if they are saying things with which I disagree. That's the whole tenet of free speech, right? You should be willing to uphold speech with which you disagree. But if that crosses the line into threats of violence toward a group of people, in this case, Jewish people, that's a problem, okay? And I bring this up because we have been seeing these sit-ins, these protests at these college campuses, primarily Ivy League universities, that, you know, they're construed, you know, well, the kid, you know, and you see the spin on it. Well, the kids are all right. Look at that. This sit-in, completely organic protests, even though they all have matching brand new tents from REI outdoors store, right? No, these are not organic protests. Don't be stupid. Don't kid yourself, okay? Well, I bring this up because I want to go back to something Joe Biden wrote on his presidential campaign website. This was back in, I want to be sure I get the date right, August of 2020. And it was on the three-year anniversary of the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Now, if you recall, a bunch of white supremacists, neo-Nazis, whatever you want to call them, with tiki torches were marching down the street in Charlottesville because they were protesting a proposal to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Which, you know, again, whether you agree or disagree that all historical tokens from the Confederacy should or should not be removed, fine, let's have that debate. But these neo-Nazis who basically declare themselves the master race and are against anybody who doesn't look or think like them, well, that's incredibly ignorant and dangerous. But there again, they have a right to their free speech so long as they're not threatening anybody or making calls to violence. And again, as disgusting as their viewpoints are, they have a right to convey them, again, so long as it doesn't cross the line into threats of violence. I say all that to say that that was the catalyst for Joe Biden, at least according to him, running for president. And again, on the three-year anniversary of the Charlottesville rally, so the Charlottesville rally, the neo-Nazis gathering in Charlottesville, took place in August of 2017. So in August of 2020, the year Joe Biden was running for president, again, on the three-year anniversary, here's what he had to say on his campaign website. 3 years ago today, the world watched in horror as neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and far-right extremists with torches in hand descended on Charlottesville, Virginia, spewing the same anti-Semitic bile that was heard in Hitler's Germany in the 1930s. It was a moment of testing for our country and a wake-up call to the fact that hate never dies. It only hides. And when our leaders give it oxygen, it can come roaring back to life. What happened next is seared in all our memories, a violent clash between the white nationalists and those who came together to stand against hate. Tragically, a brave young woman lost her life. And then our president claimed that there were, quote, very fine people on both sides, close quote. Donald Trump had the audacity to sign moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those who stood against it. I knew then that we were in the battle for the soul of this nation. And I knew then that I could not stand by and let Donald Trump destroy the core values of this nation. Now, 3 years later, we can see even more clearly that everything that has made America, America, is at stake. Despite our imperfections as a nation, the American people have never given up or walked away from the founding ideals of our nation, that everyone is entitled to be treated equally and with dignity and respect.
Except the Jews, apparently.
That is who we are, and together we are far more powerful than the hatred we saw on that dark day 3 years ago, and in so many acts of hatred and violence since. You know, I read that statement, and I think, you know, perhaps the person who currently occupies the Oval Office today needs to read that statement in light of there having been, oh, I don't know, daily Charlottesville-like events over the past half year. Isn't that interesting? How he's saying that what was heard in Virginia was the same anti-Semitic bile that was heard in Hitler's Germany in the 1930s. Has a president, now Joe Biden, of course, has he listened to anything that is being said on these alleged organic protests that are taking place in these college campuses? And, you know, we don't need to continue to drumbeat that Very fine people on both sides. I mean, again, I'm no Trump apologist, as my listeners well know. Okay? But Trump, however inarticulately he was conveying it, was talking about the debate over the statues being removed. That's it. He wasn't talking about the neo-Nazis, and he sure as hell wasn't talking about Antifa. See, that's a convenient aspect of this that's left out. You know, President Biden said that the clash between the white nationalists and those who came together to stand against hate. Antifa? You mean Antifa? They were coming to stand against hate, huh, Mr. President? Because that's who came to clash with these white nationalists was Antifa. Last time I checked, they aren't standing against hate. They're perpetuating it. Okay? And like I say, if Antifa members and white nationalist members were needing a life jacket, I'd probably throw them an anchor, right? Because I don't have time for either of them. But again, this is all part of the media narrative. Okay, because they think you're dumb. Now again, I don't let President Trump off the hook. He should have just basically left it at, hey, these despicable people, he should have just conveyed facts. These are despicable people. They're saying awful things. But you know what? I begrudgingly support their right to free speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. As long as there are no violence or threats of violence, they're allowed to say what they say. And, of course, he talks about some woman having lost her life because someone was trying to speed away in a car. It was an awful thing that should have happened, and it happened in the chaos of this violent clash between two despicable groups, okay? But those weren't the groups of people the President Trump was talking about, very fine people on both sides. He was talking about people who were there debating on whether the statue should be removed or shouldn't be removed, okay? These were just ordinary citizens. That's who President Trump was referring to. Some of you may not have known that, because it got bogged down in a bunch of media spin and media narratives. And let's call them what they are, lies. I mean, if President Trump is this as despicable as these media and Prague say he is, why do they continually need to perpetuate lies, make up lies about things he said and did? I've never understood that. I mean, I do understand it. So they're either dishonest or they're flat out lying, or they're woefully ignorant, not gathering all the facts. Either way, that's not a good look for a journalist. So it's interesting to me that President Biden, you go back to his quotes, how that was the catalyst for him running for president again, was what happened in Charlottesville. And yet we've had events practically every single day since Hamas attacked the citizens of Israel October 7th of 2023. We've had Charlottesville-like events almost on a daily basis on these college campuses. And yet, the White House's current occupant can't bring himself to just unequivocally condemn it. Let's see, Dylan, see what sound clip I want. Let's go with cut number three. So this kind of says it all about President Biden. President Biden, keep in mind the statement I read when he was talking about when he was running for president in 2020 and on the third anniversary of the Charlottesville rally. He talked about how far-right extremists with torches in hand descended upon Charlottesville, spewing the same anti-Semitic bile that was heard in Hitler's Germany in the 1930s. Well, you're hearing a lot of that and worse on college campuses, to the point where members of the Jewish community aren't even going to the class, or Jewish professors aren't teaching class because their lives are being threatened. Kind of like in the 1930s Hitler's Germany. So with that in mind, there was a reporter that asked, and you might hear it in the background, asked if the president condemns the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses. Dylan, we have that sound clip ready? Here we go.
And the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that.
Full stop.
I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and how they're being moved.
Should the Columbia University president resign?
Right this way.
I didn't know that. I'll have to find out more about it.
Incoherent as always. So there it is. Do you condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses? If Joe Biden has the moral fiber that he claimed to have in that August 2020 statement that I read to you, a simple yes. Yeah, absolutely I do. We're hearing the same things that we're hearing from the 1930s when Hitler was coming to power. Just like he was saying about the neo-Nazi rally in Charlottesville. But no, he couldn't stop there. He had to do the moral equivalence. And I'm also condemning those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. See, there's an election to be won here. This is no time for moral courage, for crying out loud. No, we've got an election to win. We got to do the both sides. Dare I say he was doing the both sides? Moral equivalency here? Wasn't that the mortal sin that Donald Trump committed back in 2017? Very fine people on both sides? What? This is Joe Biden's very fine people on both sides. But funny how it isn't receiving quite the same breathless coverage that Donald Trump's statement did that was taken woefully out of context. Isn't that amazing? Well, no, it's not amazing. We understand what's going on. So we'll have more to say about this when we come back on the other side of the break and be available to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. And you can also check us out on our Northern Alliance Radio Network and Facebook page where we have a live stream of the broadcast up and running. Brad Carlson back in mere moments. Go nowhere.
Did you hear Michelle Tafoya interview Al Michaels? What about Bob Costas? Hear her fascinating take on those two and more on the Salem Podcast Network. Hear intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Just say, play the Patriot, Minneapolis.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-914-1358. 800-914-1358. 800-914-1358. That's 800-914-1358.
The Patriot is proud to air the Pledge of Allegiance every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m., brought to you by Furniture Manor of Osseo. If you're a veteran, current service member, or first responder, we would like to honor your service by having you recite the pledge. Please call the Patriot today, and we'll book a time for you to visit our Egan studio. Call 651-289-4410. Listen to Pledge of Allegiance weekdays at 7:30 a.m., brought to you by Furniture Manor of Osseo on AM 1280, The Patriot.
You can listen to AM 1280 The Patriot on all Amazon Echo devices. Simply ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis, and you'll hear your favorite hosts.
This is Dennis Prager, and thanks for listening to me on your Alexa device.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Yes, I got what I deserve.
651-289-4488. That is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Just use hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show for comments or questions. And don't forget our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, where we have the live stream of the broadcast up and running. This is me, Brad Carlson, again, the closer, closing out weekends on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. So thankful that you are joining us, as you have been for, these many 20-plus years. Continuing our discussion about the rampant anti-Semitism that is taking place on some elite college campuses, particularly Columbia University, where they are the worst. Again, students feeling threatened, their lives are feeling threatened, as are Jewish professors, to the point where some classes are just going to meet remotely for the remainder of the school year. So just an awful situation. But again, the White House's current occupant, who was all up in arms about a bunch of idiots with tiki torches, suddenly can't be bothered by scores, and dare I say hundreds, all across the country, spewing even worse than what was said at Charlottesville. Can't unequivocally condemn that, because, again, there's an election to be won. Let's go to line one. Bob from Shoreview wants to weigh in on this issue. Bob, always good to hear from you, sir. You are on.
Oh, thanks. Let's trace this back to the origins of this problem. Now, this morning on Fox News Sunday, they showed the desperate plight of Palestinian refugees. They have to repeatedly set up temporary shelters or tents and then keep moving as the fighting drives them further south. Hamas is responsible for the suffering of these Palestinian refugees. When Hamas attacked Israel, they knew ahead of time what would happen.
Sure.
They were well aware of the fact that this would cause a defensive response by Israel. So Hamas knew ahead of time that they would create this refugee crisis. So they're responsible for it. They started this war. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Thanks, Bob. We appreciate the phone call. Yeah, it's devolved, obviously, into a propaganda war. And you're exactly right. Hamas knows that. And if some of their own members are taken out, I mean, given the ideology they have, you know, the mutually assured destruction that was likely to take place, they'd be held up as martyrs in this struggle. Absolutely. That's why you can't, you know, I've said it 100 times in the show, a ceasefire is not an option. Because when the ultimate goal of Hamas is to eradicate the country of Israel, their stance is Israel does not have a right to exist. There's no negotiating with these people. None at all. And to somehow establish a moral equivalence is ludicrous. Okay, but here's the thing. What's happening in the Middle East, you can have your viewpoints on Israel, the secular state, and how they're waging this war. Because I long maintain criticism of the Israeli government and how they're waging this war. Heck, even the fact that they're retaliating to the level that they are, all fair game for criticism. And no one is suggesting, or no one should suggest, that criticism alone of Israel is tantamount to anti-Semitism. However, we are hearing anti-Semitic bile being spewed on these college campuses in response to this. Okay? Again, criticize Israel all you want. And again, they are open for criticism. There are some areas where I've been critical myself. But to conflate that with saying, with threatening violence against American Jews, wholly unacceptable. And again, the president can't even bring himself to condemn that. Again, I point to his statement from August of 2020. The whole reason that he got into the presidential race, because he felt like there was a battle for the soul of the nation. And anti-Semitic bile is being given oxygen. Guess what, Mr. President? The fact that you don't say, I condemn anti-Semitism, full stop, the fact you don't do that alone, but then you do this false equivalent, say, well, I also condemn those who aren't educated about the Palestinians. You're basically doing a moral equivalence there. And there is no moral equivalency at all. Just say you can, I condemn anti-Semitism, full stop. No one pressed you talk about Palestinians. You brought that out there on your own because you want to throw some of these potential supporters a bone here. So Eric Erickson, conservative commentator, and if Spencer, we have this clip ready. I believe that is cut number four. So yeah, conservative commentator Eric Erickson, you know, basically threw down a challenge to the president. Not that he'll take it, but again, this is a very important message for someone, i.e. Joe Biden, who claimed the whole reason he ran for president, even though he was basically a walking cadaver then, was a battle for the soul of this nation. Well, I dare say it's a bigger battle now more than ever. And not enough attention is being paid to it, apparently, or given its due. So Eric Erickson, conservative commentator, calls out the president here as cut number four.
Go ahead.
Mr. President, come out to the camera, unscripted, and denounce what's going on. Don't play the both sides, Islamophobia and anti-Semitism. We aren't seeing on these campuses Islamophobia. We're not seeing on these campuses hostility towards Muslims. We're seeing hostility to Jews. Don't try to both sides this. Don't try to nuance this. Come out, Mr. President. Prove me wrong. Condemn this. You could condemn the Tiki Torch whites in Charlottesville, Virginia. Why can't you condemn this publicly? Why are you having to send out prepared statements written by others, not yourself? Why can't you speak yourself to the camera without notes about this issue? Prove me wrong, Mr. President. Prove me wrong, Joe Biden. Come out and condemn the anti-Semitism on college campuses. Come out and condemn the anti-Semitism rising on the left. Don't both sides it. Don't try to make it about Trump. Don't try to make it about Islamophobia. Condemn the violence and the anti-Semitism and the racism coming from the progressive movement in America. Mr. President.
Okay. Spot on. Spot on. And you know as well as I that the president's not going to do this because it would cost him a key swing state like Michigan, because the heavily Muslim city of Dearborn, Michigan, a good number of them have already said they're going to sit this out, this election out. In fact, a lot of them voted in the primary, Michigan primary, no commitment. None of the above in the Democrat primary. Now, I tend to believe that a good number of them, enough of them will come home that could well deliver the election for Biden, but he apparently isn't willing to take that chance, hence playing the both sides of it. Seth Mandel himself, of the Jewish faith, a terrific writer at Commentary Magazine, he points it out that, hey, the white supremacists and the Jew-hating progs, they're basically two sides of the same coin. And I'll read this real quick. Jews will not replace us was the favored chant in Charlottesville. At the progressive campus rallies and beyond, from the river to the sea, Palestine is Arab, has made quite the comeback. In the past, the second half of that line was often, Palestine will be free, a slightly more politically savvy version of the slogan that calls for the murder and enslavement of all Jews in the land of Israel. Palestine is Arab is even more openly violent than Jews will not replace us, a white nationalist chant that seeks to hide its bloodlust behind anti-immigration euphemisms. It does not hide it well. A man radicalized by these theories massacred Jews at a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. From the river to the sea, Palestine is Arab establishes as its baseline a Nazi-like racial hierarchy. What that means is that regardless of political or governmental structures and constitutions, that racial hierarchy is baked into society. Jews would be treated this way even if they no longer had a state, just as they were treated this way in the 20th century before Israeli sovereignty was established. Put simply, ethnic cleansing of the Jews would be the goal in a one-state solution as well. Because this racial hierarchy is fundamental to its prospects or its proponents' worldview, opposition to coexistence with Jews is global. The skinheads in Charlottesville weren't deterred from their version of this ideology just because they live outside of Germany. Similarly, those who chant Palestine is Arab subscribe to this racial hierarchy wherever they are. That is, this chant was delivered outside the White House, for example, is not a protest of Israeli policy, but rather a challenge to the foundational ideas and values of the United States. Although the expression of this worldview isn't limited to college campuses, those campuses are the main reason we are now witnessing three Charlottesvilles a day. After all, it means students are paying attention in class. So just remember that little statement where Joe Biden says, Hate never dies, it only hides, and when our leaders give it oxygen, it can come roaring back to life. Quod erat demonstratum. Back in mere moments on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Go nowhere.
Dennis Prager here. I'm proud to spotlight a local Minnesota gem, B&M Tree Service. For over 30 years, the go-to for climbing tall trees, trimming and removal, stump grinding, and handling all your tree and landscape needs, Ben and Marv, the owners, are committed to excellence. They are A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Ben and Marv are certified arborists and proud members of the Minnesota Society of Arboriculture. These guys quote the jobs and are on site when the work is happening. The folks you meet are the folks who do the work from tree trimming to removal, shrub trimming, and even stump grinding. It's B&M Tree Service. You need a quote? Give them a call at 651-493-3110. That's 651-493-3110. For tree services as American as the Patriot, you'll see that it's B&M Tree. Visit bnmtree.com or call 651-493-3110.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 16 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Would you like the option to provide your child with a Christian education, but think it's too expensive? Explore Twin Cities Tuitions, our innovative half-off tuition program, which partners with local Christian pre-K through 12th grade schools, turning the desire for Christian education into a reality for over 150 families in the Twin Cities. Visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com to see participating schools like Holy Spirit Academy, Avail Academy, Liberty Classical Academy, and many more. Go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Embark on a whole new appliance shopping adventure at PJ's Appliance Outlet. We're not your typical store. Imagine a no-frills, no-gimmicks haven offering the best prices on top-quality, brand-new scratch-and-dent appliances. PJ's isn't just a store. It's a haven for savvy shoppers craving quality and value without the hassle. From fridges to washers, discover premium products without breaking the bank. And rest assured, our team keeps it simple. No need for an advanced appliance degree to shop here. Explore PJ's Appliance Outlet, where every deal is a steal.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Here's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks so much for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Or you can also check out our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page where we have a live stream of the broadcast up and running. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. So the Democratic National Convention slated to begin in about 4 months, I think August 19th. It gets kicked off, if I'm not mistaken, mid-August. I know that much. And there's been gathering steam that delegates will look to pull kind of the old bait and switch by swapping out President Biden as their candidate. Because panic, you gotta realize panic is definitely setting in since Donald Trump, despite all his legal woes and his being, well, Donald Trump, has been leading or within the margin of error in all of the key swing states. And it's amazing we're at this point again where, you know, I go back, I hearken back to 2016. I hear Hillary Clinton speak, and it's like, how in God's name can anybody support that person for president? And then I hear Donald Trump speak, and I think, how in God's name can anybody support that person for president? And I'm back at that. I'm back there again with this matchup. Okay. Well, given the panic that is setting in, we have the media, who is the left's most reliable surrogates. Apparently, they are looking to get on board with Biden's ouster. As I said, you know, starting in January 20th, 2021, the White House fact checkers went into a slumber. I mean, they were fact checking Trump multiple times a day when he was president. And there were even and on the occasions where Trump actually said something truthful, like, for example, when Trump threw back in the Prague's face how the then Virginia Governor Ralph Northam talked about, you know, their abortion policy in the state, where if a child survives an abortion, or say, you know, the mother, you know, still had time to decide whether to abort the child, and the child was, say, born before the mother anticipated and was still wanting to make up her mind about getting an abortion, basically the then Governor Northam said, you know, what we would do is we would keep the baby comfortable and then make a decision. And so the possibility was, you know, kill the child that survived a botched abortion or was born prematurely or whatever. And Trump basically talked to, say, threw it back in the Prague's face, saying, well, look at this. They want abortion right up until birth. And they would constantly fact check that. And then you would play the sound clip of Governor Northam. And it's like, well, that is essentially what he's saying. But yet the media and the fact checkers would twist themselves in a pretzel to try to find something not factual about Trump's basically true statement. But with Biden, it's the exact opposite. The guy's constantly making up stories and hijacks tragedies and injects himself into it, like the Maui wildfires. When he finally got out to Maui, he injected himself into it by talking about a kitchen fire that he had in his home some time ago. It's just absolutely bizarre. But yet, White House fact checkers, they can't be bothered. Apparently, they were too exhausted from 4 years of Trump that they couldn't bother to do their jobs. Well, you can tell that they're on board with the rumors that Joe Biden needs to be replaced by a candidate who has a better chance of defeating Trump. Because, I mean, anybody should be able to defeat Trump by a landslide, given his issues. Forget the legal stuff. Legal stuff aside, just the fact that he's Donald Trump should be defeated easily. And yet the fact that Trump is leading or within the margin of error on these key swing states has him in a full-fledged panic. So let me go back to kind of some fact checks. Never thought I'd see this, but it makes sense now in context. So you have NBC News, put out a story about how President Biden mischaracterized the circumstances of his uncle's death during World War II as he lambasted former President Trump's comment about the military. And then the Associated Press also came out with a fact check, the headline of that story: Biden is off on details of his uncle's World War II death as he calls Trump unfit to lead the military. Now, still got to get their digs in at Trump, but they're saying, hey, you know, this Biden guy, I'm not sure. And then CNN. Biden says military is unable to recover uncle's remains during World War II because there used to be a lot of cannibals in New Guinea. I'm shell shocked. These people, they basically went all Claude Rains. Google it, kids. Claude Rains. He was an actor who played the Invisible Man back in the 30s, whenever it was. Starting on January 20th, 2021, but now are suddenly awakened from their slumber. Daniel Dale, he is the primary fact checker at CNN. Check out this headline from a piece that he wrote. Fact check: Biden makes false and misleading claims during his Pennsylvania campaign swing. Now, again, for those of us who have been paying attention, this is more. These are all more confirmations and revelations. This is what he's been doing. He's been a serial fabulist since at least his first run for president back in the 1980s. Now, before the 1980s, I mean, you know, before 1988 was the first time he ran for president. Before that, he'd been, you know, a multi-term senator out of Delaware. He was first elected in 1972 and reelected in 1978, 1984. So he was starting to become an up and comer in the Senate. But then he got drummed out of the presidential race in 1988 because he lied about his educational background and then plagiarized a United Kingdom official, Neil Kinnock. But I believe he's part of the Labour Party in the UK, if I'm not mistaken. Doesn't really matter. He plagiarized Neil Kinnock, as well as a famous speech by Robert F. Kennedy, and was drummed out of the presidential race. He's been a serial fabulist for at least 35 years, probably longer. But no one was really paying much attention because he wasn't running for president. So, but because there was a national emergency to be rid of Donald Trump during the 2020 election, the media was willing to turn a blind eye to his perpetual lies. They were willing to bury it. So much so that you even got former intelligence officials coming out and saying that the Hunter Biden laptop saga a couple of weeks before the election was Russian disinformation. So not only were the media willing to turn a blind eye to Biden's lies, they were willing to perpetuate lies of 50-plus former intelligence officials. That's how desperate they were. But now that Trump is once again a threat, given Biden's dismal job approval numbers. In fact, Biden dipped to below 40% recently. This is the lowest a president, an incumbent president, has been at this point in his reelection campaign. And yes, that includes Donald Trump 4 years ago in the middle of a pandemic. But again, now that Trump's a threat, the perpetual tall tales from the White House's walking cadaver, it's suddenly problematic. As we're seeing from these media headlines. So I guess it's a good thing for Democrats that they have the media as willing accomplices, because they've and it's a good thing for these Dems that the media has stopped caring about their reputation and how they're just, pardon my, I don't know if this is an appropriate word, but they don't. I guess the media doesn't care that they're coming off as whorish anymore, because that's really all they are. It's all agenda now. It's no reporting of facts, nothing. And again, this isn't anything new. I understand it. But anybody who's just paying half attention and seeing these media fact checks and thinking that this has been going on during President Biden's entire tenure, wake up. This has only just started now that they're in full panic mode. I guarantee you, if Joe Biden were leading comfortably, even outside the margin of error in all the key swing states, which is essentially going to decide this presidential election, none of this would have been brought up. As a bet, I'd be willing to guarantee that. Again, there's no way to know that for sure, but I believe that wholeheartedly, because this is what's been going on, pretty much. And all these tall tales. And yet Fox News was the one that's been calling out. I'm no Fox News fanboy, but at least they're the ones that have been calling out, but yet they get summarily dismissed. Okay, the old appeal to authority. So is Dan still with us online? Okay. Let's go to line one. Dan from Hopkins. Dan, appreciate your patience. You are on the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Hey, Brad. How you doing, man?
I am well, sir. How you been?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Say, I know it's slightly off topic, but don't you think that Minnesota should be trying to rally fabulous candidates for governor now and have the conversation now? And I'd like John Hinderaker to run for governor, or at least put his hat in the ring. I think he'd probably be the best candidate.
Would be a hellacious pay cut.
Yeah, but you know what? It's time to serve the. It's time to save America. Minnesota is abysmal, to say the least. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm a big fan of John Hinderaker, I got to tell you, and of course, inaugural member of the Northern Alliance Radio Network 20 plus years ago. But given the political makeup of the state, I mean, J- John's very conservative, and a moderate Republican has a tough time winning a statewide election, to say nothing of a far-right conservative. I'd be his biggest advocate, don't get me wrong, but I'm also a realist, and I just don't see a path.
Don't you think that that's where we win the debate? Conservatism is the best because it is. I mean, we should win, and I think he's the guy that can make the argument. And he has tremendous intelligence and background.
Oh, yeah, I agree, 100%.
National exposure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he'd have to suffer a little bit by making less, but, you know, it –
Well, I was kidding about that. I
know you were.
But given his stature, but that's a good point. I'm with you, Dan. I would support John 100% if he threw his hat into the ring. But yeah, again, given the political makeup of the state, and I think even he knows this, that he's much more effective doing what he's doing with the center of the American experiment. But yeah, I'd love John as a candidate, but we still got to get through this election cycle here. Obviously, the presidential election cycle and, of course, the entire House of Representatives being up for election. Then have the discussion shortly thereafter. Yeah, because there are no off seasons anymore in politics. So thanks, Dan. Appreciate the call. Final segment of the Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson, coming back in mere moments. Go nowhere.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-901-5563. 800-901-5563. 800-901-5563. That's 800-901-5563.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
Mike Gallagher here. More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now. Text AM to 52886 or visit dependonam.com for more information. That's dependonam.com for more details. Message and data rates may apply, and you may text Stop to stop.
Chances are she's listening to you right now. But Alexa has a lot of competition. Google Nest or Amazon Echo are two of the best. All you have to do is turn it on and tell it to listen to what you want. This radio station, of course. When she hears our name, we start playing. Remember, it's as simple as this. Alexa, play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's Play The Patriot Minneapolis. Intelligent radio. We are AM 1280, The Patriot.
Advantage Autoglass is your local autoglass specialist for over 20 years. Expect a lifetime warranty and no insurance hassle. Visit replacemywindshield.com. Replacemywindshield.com.
Chips, nicks, or cracks. Call Advantage Autoglass.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks always for tuning in. Again, available to take your phone calls. 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show with any comments or questions. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Got one final segment. So apparently, the White House Correspondents' Dinner took place last night. So I'm always fascinated how these have gone on the past few years, since that seems to be well past Joe Biden's bedtime, unless he took a several-hour nap or called a lid at 10 a.m. on Friday and then took a several-hour nap yesterday and got a B12 shot or whatever. Haven't heard many of the details. Obviously, it's pretty much Trump-centric, anti-Trump-centric. And this is how they call this the nerd prom. You know, this is a prom for nerds, you know, journalist nerds. And that's kind of the affectionate term it's been given. And someone once said, well, nerds, at least, I wouldn't call it nerd prom, because nerds at least serve some sort of purpose in society. So, I'll have to maybe look back at some clips of it, but again, it's pretty much Trump centric. And it reminds me of when Trump was first elected president. Because this takes place typically around every April. So a few months into Trump's presidency, you know, he said right away, yeah, I'm not going to attend that thing. And I don't think they wanted him there anyways. And, you know, these people, this is how, you know, we talk about the media, and I've come here to bury the media, not to praise them, as I normally do. The hubris is just unbelievable. You know, the whole democracy dies in darkness. And yet they, you know, this was the Washington Post, the kind of their slogan on their newspaper once Trump assumed office, because, of course, Trump was chiding the media as fake news and enemy of the people and all that sort of thing. And they just take themselves way too seriously. Well, democracy dies in darkness. And it's like, yet these same people, as I just outlined, very conveniently skip a lot of the falsehoods and the delusional ramblings of the current occupant in the White House. Okay, because it could possibly cost him votes against Donald Trump, who, again, is a mortal danger to our country, right? And yet, when Trump skipped the White House Correspondents' Dinner, basically people think, well, that's a threat to democracy. You know, this dinner has to go on. Seriously, a dinner where you kind of poke fun at each other and skewer each other? I mean, seriously? The unbelievable hubris of this. And yet the fact that this is still going on and they still basically fawn all over themselves at what a great job they're doing, yet they are all up in arms if the Trump White House calls them fake news. Yet back when Barack Obama, his Justice Department, it was openly spying on journalists trying to get sources of some of their news stories, particularly involving, I think it was there was an issue with North Korea and nuclear sites and whatever else. Okay, they tapped phones of some AP journalists. Ah, but you know, President Obama, he holds us up, and you know, he's willing to take a photo op with us when we get awards at these banquets. You know, they'll overlook those affronts, literally affronts to doing their job. But yet, if Trump calls them fake news and decides not to go to their little soiree, well, that's a bridge too far. That's a threat to democracy. You know, but apparently, democracy, it not only does it die in darkness, it's buried beneath layers of bullpucky. You know, because of the way they spin some of the things Biden has said. And of course, now, like as detailed in the last segment, they're all on board with fact checking him, because now that Donald Trump once again is a threat, we can show what a serial fabulist he is. And the fact that they peddle stories about how unnamed staffers are saying how vibrant and combative Biden is behind the scenes. And yeah, he's all there. He's still very lucid. Don't believe everything you read. Well, we don't need to read anything. All we need to do is watch unedited every press conference Joe Biden gives. And it's very clear he's not fit. That's very clear. And the fact that they're trying to prop him up as being fit, the fact that there's never less than five people around him in case he takes a stumble, and he's being fitted for shoes in order that he doesn't take a stumble that could possibly cost him votes, all right? See, the media, they've done this to themselves. You know, they were, during the 2020 election, how Trump very carefully walked down a ramp and he was holding onto a rope that was kind of a makeshift railing. The fact that they reported on that breathlessly and were openly questioning Trump's physical acumen, and they question his mental acumen all the time, but his physical acumen as well, and then yet are taken aback when people are wondering if the White House's current occupant is mentally and physically fit to serve. It's like, well, you've done this to yourself. I mean, he's way worse than Trump ever was in terms of the way he walks around. I mean, he tripped over a beanbag at a college commencement, for crying out loud. And yet that was, the video was, you can't bury that video, okay, because now with the, thanks to the advent of the internet, that stuff is forever. So, again, hope you all enjoyed your little nerd prom or whatever you call it last night, but how about a little self-awareness like we talked about with the NPR scandal last week? How about a little self-awareness in actually doing your job and just reporting facts? And, you know, I think it probably a lot of it has to do with, you know, Woodward and Bernstein back in the days of Watergate when they uncovered everything that was going on there. Every journalist gets in the industry because they want to break some big, huge story. Well, if you just do your job the way you're supposed to and report actual facts, yeah, hey, may need to lead something. But today, it's little more than narratives. Basically, it's a narrative that you set up to fit a storyline that favors progressives. It's like, okay, Trump is evil. Okay, let's start there and let's work backwards to try to contrive a storyline to reach this ultimate conclusion. And hence you make, and hence the many fine people on both sides lie gets perpetuated. And it's still being perpetuated to this day. And some people know it's a lie, but they continue to perpetuate it. So, but hey, hope you enjoyed your little party, having a lot of laughs at Trump's expense last night. Folks, as always, I've enjoyed it. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Have a blessed week.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions. But what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb. Not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
China is attacking the U.S. patent system, stealing American innovations, and we are helping them do it.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
Innovation Race, the shocking new movie from the Tea Party Patriots, exposes the truth. China will use our own technology to threaten our economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself. This is a race that we cannot afford to lose because we're not going to have a country.
If China gains control over 5G technology with a flip of a switch, they could remotely turn off our phones, our cars, even our power grid.
We've lost sight of what it is to protect this nation.
We need to up our game.
In today's high-tech world, there's no prize for second place. Watch Innovation Race. Available now on demand or DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
Hey, it's Michelle Tafoya, and I'm going to share with you a best-kept secret I only recently learned about. Furniture Manor of Osseo, one of the metro area's hidden gems. Furniture Manor is a family-owned furniture store that's been a beloved and trusted fixture in the Osseo community since 1969, and their time-tested reputation is a testament to their craft and commitment to their customers. What makes Furniture Manor special is their huge selection of furniture, from classic to contemporary, from American-made brands like Smith Brothers, Lex Lexington and Flex Steel. And with hundreds of different fabrics, styles, and finishes, they can help you design a home that reflects your style and personality. And their professionals are ready to help you achieve that. So if you're looking to create a comfortable and refined living space with the help of experts who genuinely want you to be happy, Furniture Manor of Osseo is the Metro's best kept secret that you won't want to keep to yourself any longer. And Furniture Manor is easy to find just off Highway 169 in Osseo. Stop in today and get in on the secret.
AM 1280, the